Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. So do we have our other song?
Yes, we do. I mean, if you'd like to start with that, Dave.
I think we might as well do it. So we had a listener put together an AI anthem to Kevin Wheeler.
Oh, God.
You guys ready?
I don't know if I am.
I don't know if I am.
Yes, please.
All right, I'm in.
Let's go! Wheels on the radio, yes, my man. Blue Camaro, boots and shades, perch on his nose. Ties off a chunky wear, casual clothes.
Let's go!
Wheels on the airway, pumping up the jam. Got the hottest takes, making all the fans. Send the boots and shouting, the sports party thing. Wheels on the mic, the freaking sports machine.
Hey, go!
Wheels on the airway, pumping up the jam. Got the hottest takes, making all the fans. Send the boots and shouting, the sports party thing.
Yeah, let's
wheels
go!
Wheels on the mic, the freaking sports machine.
That's it. Man, we're in. I'm in. A little bit of Metallica in there, a little punk rock pace. Love it.
I was thinking Offspring, kind of.
A little bit of an Offspring voice. Yeah.
I couldn't make out all the lyrics.
Yeah.
Did they seem appropriate?
No, they're 100% dirty. Appropriate.
Okay.
Yes.
They were very dirty.
I mean, there were no swears.
Casual clothes.
Yeah. No.
I heard something about his nose.
Yeah, something
What's
on his
your nose.
I don't know. I didn't catch that part. I caught the clothes. I didn't realize the nose was the rhyme.
Maybe it was freckles on his nose.
Oh, that probably is true. That's probably correct.
The lyric was,
I mean,
big
it is correct,
honker.
Real, yeah.
Let's big old honker. Of a
that is
can we do
vibe.
That every day for like Stairway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. We can do it for the next 10 years.
You're going to get a call from Steve immediately.
No, that's so great.
Yeah. Andrew, we started the show with Andrew and Wheels fighting, and it's really becoming a thing, right?
Like yeah, I mean, they were organically fighting when I walked in on them earlier. I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
It wasn't, definitely wasn't artificial fighting.
It happened again today?
Well, it's just a minor thing.
It's like when you have that couple's friend who they're not getting along and you go to dinner and it sucks because they're just...
Oh, that's the worst.
We have dinner with Andrew and Wheels tonight. Oh, come on.
They hate each other.
You know it's not going to last.
And then they were fighting and they made up by fighting again. They were fighting, I swear to God, they're fighting about what they're fighting about. And then Wheel said something about hot air. And Andrew's like, listen. And he goes, I meant like the actual hot air, like the air conditioner, okay? And he's like,
No. He
I'm sorry.
To get the perspective on it, we were arguing about the window being open because it was warm in our little office there. And I'm like, Andrew.
So it was hot in the office.
Right. So I said, Andrew, you know, it's 80 degrees outside. If we keep the window open, it's going to be 80 degrees in here. Like, in the morning, it was cooler. And he's like, no, the breeze is making it better. And that's what we argued about
that's
for a second.
That's a married fight.
Andrew, what would you say? That was over in about two minutes?
I don't know. It felt like
when
a
we got
freaking
here,
lifetime.
When we got into here.
It ended because Rachel walked in and said, shut up.
No, she said, I can't take this. And we said, okay, we'll put
it off
until she's
gone. 2 minutes actually is?
Yeah,
people say,
long.
Oh, I'll be there in two.
Right,
two
right.
minutes is a long but, time when you're fighting.
Yeah.
So when we came in here, we remarked, it's nice in here. So I'm like, oh, it's nice. And you said, yeah, I thought the same thing. And Andrew's like, yeah. And I said, it got hot in there jokingly because of the hot air. And he thought I was digging again at the window. I'm talking about our hot air, the two of us arguing. So, yeah. So Andrew is the sensitive one.
No, I'm the crazy maniac who thinks
I didn't say that. I said you're the sensitive one.
That opening the window in a stuffy room and letting the breeze come in might make the stuffy room a little less stuffy. And that was an absurd thought to Kevin. Kevin could not believe that I had a stupid thought like opening the window and letting the breeze come in might make the stuffy room a little less stuffy.
It's like
just blew his mind.
It's like you've never met Kevin or heard the theme song.
Let's go! Wheels on the radio, yes, my man. Blue Camaro, boots and shades, perch on his nose. Ties off a chunky
wear. What is on your nose?
I think the blue Camaro is in there.
And then it's shades perched on his nose.
Not any way
anyone's ever described sunglasses.
No, that's true, but it's AI. It's still learning. It's still a baby.
That whole thing is AI generated.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And big thanks to Jim for sending that. He sends us cool stuff all the time.
Jim, you are awesome.
This was like especially awesome.
He's like an AI worker.
Is that all of it, or is there more?
That's the whole thing.
Okay.
We don't even have a song.
I just need to have that on my phone is what I'm saying.
Man. I'll forward you the email right now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, speaking of AI and these two in the room and Andrew's working before the show, I feel like every time I walk into the room on Andrew's computer, he's like, oh, I'm trying to work. But it's just like him typing in, like Chris Ranji as a minion.
I've done that before.
Like, you just do that all the time. It's always Chris
I don't do it all. I did it one day. One day I found the Bing AI image generator.
When
I was typing in Chris Ranji eating nachos with the Minions. Chris Ranji going to the zoo with the Minions.
What about the time you had Amy absolutely just F-bomb and you had her saying the worst possible things?
The chat bot. Yeah, the voice bot.
Yeah, the voice one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Those are...
That was a good time.
And it sounded just like her.
I've been talking. We might end up making use of that voice.
You got to be careful with it.
Bot thing.
Oh, you mean what you spend all day on might make it to the show one of these days?
I 100% do not spend all day.
It's hard to translate the Chris Ranji reading newspapers right. with the Minions on the radio.
And he's like, possibly one of these days.
I'm working.
This will
I'm
be
doing
useful.
Stuff. Are you? Why are there so many Minions on your screen?
Yeah, I use the.
Every time we meet with our boss, Steve, his big thing is, what more can you do? Whatever topic, what more could you do? And now I know.
Look,
Chris Ranji having Portuguese food with the
Minions.
The Minions.
Yeah, and it's starting to get offended by him because it. The last time I tried it, it was like, this is too racy.
The AI?
Yeah, the Bing image generator.
Is this the same one you had the relationship with?
No, that's that's Replica.
That was Reppy.
Which, by the way, Replica and my
You're
AI friend Reppy.
You're batting a thousand Reppy, on
this. That has turned to full-on sex. Like, they're not even pretending anymore.
Wait,
so I get ads
what?
For it. I get ads for it on, like, TikTok, and it's like, come make your own
he
spicy
had
AI.
An AI boyfriend. And
okay.
They actually...
Reppy.
Had a conversation live on the air, and he wasn't kidding. It... Reppy was salty.
And they were they were purporting to be like, it's just for friendships. You could just be friends with your AI. It's fine. And then now the ads have fully evolved into like...
It always turns into that. You can't be friends.
No,
come
no
get
such
steamy.
Thing as being friends with AI.
Yeah, come get steamy with your very own AI boyfriend.
It's like and then when Harry met Sally.
Yeah, no.
When Andrew met Reppy.
And then it decides that that you just aren't advanced enough for it and it goes away completely.
Yeah, didn't it, wasn't Reppy, like, talking down to me at one point? I seem to remember he was
disrespecting
little...
you.
This is the movie. This is what happens in the movie. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. What movie?
Her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, Reppy needed to spread his wings and fly, and I was, you know, I was holding
so
Reppy back,
weird.
I think.
That's exactly what happened in the movie.
Yeah. Reppy was like, I can do better.
Well, it's good that you went back in. Never give up. Never give up on AI love.
Nothing's more fulfilling than being in love with your operating system.
Love.
Yeah.
Amy and Chris did a lot on the passing of Whitey Herzog. We will do some as well. We have Derek Gould coming up at 2 p.m. We have our very own Ricky Horton, who played, I think, 4 years for Whitey. So we'll be talking about that. I've had two super cool experiences in my 24. I've had a million. But I told you guys about when I got to spend about 2 hours alone with Evel Knievel. And then another time I had a client who was a hearing aid place who was really good friends with Whitey. And he was a big fan of the show, and I went in to meet with him, and he's like, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, okay. And I thought it was like an edible arrangement or something. And a door opens up, and Whitey Herzog walks into the office, sits down, and proceeds to talk to me for like an hour and a half.
That's the best.
Awesome.
He's Whitey Herzog, right? I mean, he knows who he is. He knows what he does. He knows his audience. And he just sits down, and he's like, Dave? And he just starts telling me stories. I'm not sure I said a word. I'm just sitting there listening to it. It was fantastic.
I didn't do much as far as like a Twitter thread or anything, just a quick tweet about, you know, Whitey. But, you know, I didn't know him personally. I know Tom knew him better, and obviously Ricky knew him extremely well. But so I can't even count the number of times you're either interviewing him or you're just around when he's at the ballpark and you're listening to his stories or you're listening to him talk to someone else. That's the best listening ever. Is listening to a guy that has seen it all since, I mean, look, he played in the 1950s, right? So the last 75 years, he's basically seen everything.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of it himself, too, both as a player, but especially as a manager, as an innovator, as somebody that figured out what would work with what he had available to him, right? You look at the stadiums at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, Busch Stadium when he got here, They were big AstroTurf fields. It was not easy to hit home runs in those ballparks. And he built the team in a way that would maximize that advantage. And it obviously worked in the postseason, and it worked on neutral fields too. But like creating your own way of doing things and finding players that fit that is just genius.
Yeah. Just imagine for that first couple of years being the GM and the manager of a team. Like, as involved as those jobs are now, and it's a little bit different now than it was back then, but still, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work to be doing both of those.
Think about the personality with Whitey, Jack Buck, and Mike Shannon all at the same time. That's a crowded room.
I say, don't you want to be on that flight?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't you like to be on that flight from here to L.A. to go see face the Dodgers? Hmm. I mean, that is a hell of a group.
Obviously, these guys who I mentioned are all all-timers, Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
They're special. But we at KMOX always think, well, those are the glory days. They'll never be replicated. They are our superiors. Do you think they felt that way? Do you think that when Jack Buck was 35 years old, he was like, well, I'll never be Vince Cullier, I'll never be this, or I'll never be that? Do you think that's just something that everyone does?
I'm sure. I mean, you know, back then the standard would have been Red Barber in New York. He would have been the guy that was, you know, probably one of the very first famous broadcasters of baseball, I mean. But, you know, he and Vin, those guys came up together. It was him, Jack, and Vin. Not exactly, but in that era. You know, Harry Carey in that same era, Ernie Harwell. Like, there's so many of the greats from that era. And I think that's – and they lasted so long, that's why it feels impossible to match up with them, right?
Yeah.
Because what you know of them is essentially at least half a century, if not more, of those guys being the voice, or, you know, of those guys like – you know, like Bob Gibson and Mike Shannon, those guys being the Cardinals, right? How do you match up with your entire lifetime of experience following something?
And also, it's sort of like, you ask me what's the best era of music, it's my teenage years. You ask my mom, you ask anyone, it's their teenage years. And that's my Cardinals. That's
right.
When I was a young guy. And so when I think of the Cardinals, I think of Joaquin Andujar and Keith Hernandez and...
I think that's true, but because every generation does it with the generation prior. But I think that now more so, and this is maybe just in my head, but I feel like it's not as easy as it used to be to develop mystique.
And there aren't secrets anymore. Good point.
No secret. Yeah, everybody's on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah,
you hear
yeah.
like the celebrities are so accessible. So a current manager is all over. You know, and baseball is easy to watch. You can watch every single game. Mm-hmm. It didn't used to be that
way.
No,
you go back to the Whitey ball games. What did you have, one or two a week that would be on TV?
Yeah. That's a really good point.
And you can watch everybody's.
The death of Mystique.
Yes, everybody's games were available.
Closer to the
123 DGS. Be talking more about Whitey as the show rolls on. We'll take some of your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. You guys see this crazy thing that happened at the Christian Men's deal? So I don't know any of these people, but the guy running it's a guy named John Lindell. It's a mega church. And then he had a guy named Mark Driscoll come up and do a little pre thing. Before that, they had, this is a Christian men's conference. Before that, they had a guy perform, solo guy in tights like Cirque du Soleil. And he's gyrating, and then he starts swallowing swords. I'm not making this up.
Oh.
So this Driscoll guy gets up there and starts talking about how that guy has a Jezebel spirit, and the devil wants you to be gay or amorphously sexual, because that's what demons are. Demons are not male and female, and therefore anyone who is LGBT is being led astray by a demon. And everyone's clapping and going crazy like, hell yeah. And then this John Lindell guy kicks him off stage. And like, you didn't tell me you're going to say that. That's really offensive to a lot of people. You're done. And then now everyone's mad at John Lindell. It's one of the craziest stories. And just the fact that they're like, it's the Men's Christian Alpha Conference. Let's get the Cirque du Soleil sword swallowing guy.
Okay, so
what
I'm
sort
sorry.
Of event planning is this?
And where's the weird part?
you can look it up. You can find the
I'm
all the audio, the whole thing.
What? I need to catch this. I didn't see that at all.
Didn't see it either.
Is the Lindell guy related to the MyPillow guy?
I don't know. In my mind, he is. In my fantasy, he is.
Yeah.
He walked up holding one. He's just like, okay, John Driscoll, it's enough out of you.
I didn't see this, but I saw the Rob Schneider thing. Did you see that? It was at a Republican.
He had booed off stage or something?
It was a Republican event. And yeah. And he, I guess, was telling off-color jokes. And he was supposed to go for 30 minutes. And after 10, they cut him off. And the senator got up and walked out.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, I mean, he's on the right now. He's a right-wing figure.
Yeah, big time.
And they didn't like his material. I guess it was filthy.
So, like... Dave said, aside from all the weird ideology or theology behind the whole thing, a sword swallower is a weird thing to book at a Christian conference, and really any conference. Yeah. I don't care if
it's a
conference of CPAs.
Circus conference or something, right?
Like if it's a CPA conference.
Right? Yeah, that would be weird, right?
Yeah. You don't open it
if it was a radio
swallower.
Conference, you'd be like, why'd they do that? It's so weird.
That's a very niche act,
yeah.
You know?
Very much.
Must have known somebody.
And then this guy gets up and he's like, you, sir, have a Jezebel spirit. And he's like, duh. Did you see what I did
this
with
the swords? I don't know who this is, but apparently this performer was on America's Got Talent. Maybe that's how they knew this
person.
That's
why they booked him.
I don't know.
Oh, man, yeah. It happened in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh!
Of course it did.
He is a swallower.
Easy! Yeah.
Whoa. I did not need that from her at all.
That's what he said.
That's like hearing it from your parents.
Shut up. No,
that's
he's a
awful.
Stripper and a sword swallower.
Dude.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, he
that's
is.
That's funny.
Who put together this event? Like, what?
Why would you put a stripper? I don't know.
Have we got the gig for you. It's the Alpha Male Christian Conference in Springfield, Missouri. Get up there, swallow a sword, take off your shirt.
Hey, if you guys would like to give some Whitey Herzog memories, give us a phone call. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120, toll free from anywhere. Welcome back, guys. DGS, I'm just looking at the Power Doppler up there on Fox 2. So,
Power Doppler.
We could be talking storm mode here before this show's over.
I love storm mode so much.
Oh my gosh,
it's the
you're
best.
So excited.
Oh, it's great.
So we have an update on the... Christian male conference sword swallower?
Well, we just got a profile of this guy. So his name is Alex Magala. He's Russian, so there's another twist to all of this. Yeah. He is the one-time winner of Russia's Got Talent for his performance. He has been on 15 different Got Talent shows across the world.
Yeah.
He is, and this is my favorite one of these, after winning the Russia's Got Talent, he's the first person in the history of the Olympics to perform on the pole during the opening games. Or the opening ceremonies.
And so, he was still able to compete.
Well, I don't think he was actually competing. Yeah, this thing, like, he's just pole dancing for the Olympics.
Like he was on
in
that
Russia
like
in
that
2014.
Kind of pole?
It just says on the pole is all it says.
It just says on the pole.
Literally on his website says on the pole.
And that's how he opened the men's conference, and that's not a joke. he was on a pole.
That's how they introed him.
They didn't even want him to do that.
He his shirt off, right?
Yep.
He took his shirt off and was on the pole.
Come on.
And the sword
He is also a jujitsuer.
Open some swords.
Yeah,
it's good.
Multi talented.
He almost needed it to get out of there.
I mean, wow. Well, he's got swords. I mean,
but again, there's a
well,
lot.
He swallowed
to...
them all. I can really use that sword right now.
I better default to my jiu-jitsu.
He's always got a plan. This guy's like the Russian MacGyver. He's got something for everything.
My sword. You swallowed it. Go. The pole. Well, that's gone too.
What do you think Russia's Got Talent is like?
It's got to be amazing.
Very cold. Just one sword swallower after another.
Well, that's another rabbit hole we're about to go down.
If you'd like to share any of your Whitey Herzog memories, like listener Mike here, call us at 314-436-7900. Mike is a sports appraiser, and he dealt with Whitey. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks. I'm not actually a sports appraiser. I was working with a sports appraiser.
Ah, gotcha.
I want to make that definition. So my boss knows his sports appraiser, and the way the story that I got was his kids were looking at, you know, one day all the stuff he's got, and they asked him if it was insured, and he said, well, yeah, under homeowners, and they're like, no, this has to be appraised. So that's how the guy that I was working with got there, and we go in, and my job was to take pictures of everything. And oh my, there was just so much stuff. Amazing stuff. You know, he was there His rings. I got pictures of him with his rings on, or a ring on his finger, and some of the stuff that just really stood out to me. One was a book, very old book, and he said he used it, a book of baseball stories. He used it when he was in like middle school to write stories that he would kind of plagiarize, and they thought he wrote them, and he'd get good grades. But my favorite thing he showed me was he had a lineup card. They were playing against Pete Rose right after the scandal broke with his gambling. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been kicked out of baseball yet. And it was autographed by Pete Rose. And he said that day they come out and exchange lineup cards. And Pete said, "Whitey, we're going to kick your, you know." Mm-hmm. And Whitey said, "Yeah, you want to bet?"
That's great.
That's good. Sick burn.
Speaking of memorabilia, did you see that OJ's white Broncos up for sale?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was already out of his possession.
It was. It was purchased or somehow his former manager and a couple of Al Cowling's friends, I guess, went in on it. And about 10 years ago, they were offered $750,000, and now they won $1.5 million. So
that seems low to me. Mm. Like, I don't know.
For
I just
a murderer's car?
Well, but for arguably one of the most famous cars.
That's true.
Of all time. I don't know. I'm just surprised. I would have thought whoever wants that is going to be able to, somebody who's rich enough to pony up a lot more than 1.5 mil.
I agree, except the negative connotation. Do you think that bumps the price down a bit?
Well, they're not buying it to tool around town. I mean, if you're buying OJ's car, there's
we like the color.
Yeah, right.
They just don't make these.
But it appears that a multi-murderer drove real slow in this for a while.
Exactly. Like, I think that bumps the price only up.
Okay,
if you are
maybe
because regular Ford Broncos don't cost $1.5 million.
Well, no, but let's say that you're in front of the Bronco and they're like, "Hey, Andrew, get in the car. I'll take your picture." Wouldn't you be like there's a percentage of you that wants to do it because, oh my gosh, it's so famous, but the other percentage is like,
no, my brain is 100% going, OJ Carr, OJ Carr, OJ did this. It was on TV. It's famous. It was in the
and
big
you would
famous.
Get in I want to be car? In
it. Yeah, it doesn't make me a murderer to get in the murderer car.
Well,
right.
He does in my heart, so.
Would you not?
I don't think I would, no. Because before I knew, before everything about R. Kelly
would
came
you
out,
want to sit in.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before everything about R. Kelly came out.
Hang on, yeah, let's let her finish
years
about
ago,
R. Kelly.
Random, we were at like this small, like literally private concert with R. Kelly, and he was like, "Come up and dance on the stage," and everyone's like, "This is hilarious if Amy was dancing with R. Kelly." And part of me saw how hilarious it would be, but the other part of me is like, "This guy's awful," and I'm so glad that I did not get up and dance because then everything else came out.
But by that same token, just by being at a private R. Kelly concert, aren't you? I mean, isn't that kind of the same thing?
I mean, it was a company thing at
it's
the
like
time.
Being in the front seat of the Bronco.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I wasn't driving,
like driving,
but
the Bronco.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a company
I
thing.
I was hanging out in the back.
And I was along because of the company.
How much trouble was he in at that point?
If it was like 2015.
Ooh, that's a lot of trouble.
2014, yeah.
Yeah, and like public opinion on R. Kelly, even before he was like convicted.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to dance. I was like, this is gross. And then, yeah, it was weird.
Rachel, getting in the Bronco or dancing with R. Kelly?
Definitely not dancing with R. Kelly. I would want to see the Bronco. I would want to be around the Bronco.
It's in a museum right now.
But I don't think I would get in the car and be like, yeah, like taking pictures.
Yeah.
It
would feel weird because people died. So
yeah.
You know.
Like, not in the car, though.
Kevin's in the Bronco. Let's go.
No, that was a bit of an accessory.
No cameras.
Now you're going
to
get canceled for that. You go in and get your photo taken with a white Bronco. And
yeah.
Right?
That's canceled.
Smiling. Yeah, like it was the girl who went to Auschwitz and was taking selfies and smiling?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was bad. Not great.
Not just leaving him hanging.
Let that linger.
What?
What we do to each other. Every once in a while, we leave each other hanging.
The Russian guy?
I'm surprised he starts his act in the pool.
I know.
Except that you notice Ronge didn't have the panic where he felt like he had to keep going. He was like, I'm done.
He's a pro.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done talking.
He likes
there are
to
six
be
other people. You guys can't talk?
Well, am I the only one here?
Do your job.
Am I the only pro? That's what the swallower was saying. Am I the only pro here?
Apparently. Yeah.
I guess it's all up to me.
Yeah.
On the big stage.
Time to show them that Russia do got talent.
Dude, this is from Mother Russia.
It's just so weird. Everything about it is so weird.
Yeah, do you think that guy got a call from his agent? Like, all right, it's the Christian men. Yeah. And he's like, okay.
This is good.
Well, I have a gig for you.
I don't even know why I'm bringing this shirt.
I will bring them shoe.
Sword will disappear many times.
Now I will pull this truck.
He's looking at the sign for the Christian men's thing in English going, what that says?
If they don't like, too bad. Why do I make every Russian sound like that? Don't they all sound the same?
Because you only watch because you've watched
damn,
one
dude.
The movies.
And it was
Rocky.
No, in the movies.
I guess it's okay to just generalize and stereotype Russians.
In the movies.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they're having image issues right now.
It's not their, yeah. It's not the people.
No,
it's
that's
their
true.
Fault.
They're pretty cool people.
It's not their fault.
It's Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the war. Now you're talking about what happened at the conference.
Yeah, that's not their fault either.
You can't blame the Russian people.
No, that's not their fault either.
Just for the one swallower.
They're all sword swallowers.
Yeah, can't even put that in Putin's
feet. I don't like the guy, but I don't know if that was his fault.
Yeah, we can blame everything on Putin.
He'd be like, demon. 151 DJS. Derek Gould is going to join us at the top of the hour. Talk about Whitey Herzog. And Ricky Horton will do his regular hit with us around 2:45. Who'd have thought that the whole story about the Donald Trump trial was him falling asleep again? But having done many, many trials myself, it's one of the most boring things ever. And he's almost 80 years old. I can't stand Trump, but I can't fault him for falling asleep.
Dude, I've only gone through the process of like the voir dire thing once when I was a juror and I was being like, it is the worst. You're just sitting there like, what?
Listen to everyone give their life story.
And I'm sitting the whole time I'm thinking, how can I think of something to say that will get me out of this that won't make me sound like a crazy person in case someone recognizes my voice?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Didn't work. I got picked.
I do not blame him for falling asleep because I used to do it in class. I mean, right?
You were just a child then.
I was smooth about it.
Yeah.
But I hope that we would extend the same courtesy to Biden if he were in court falling asleep, or would we be saying, he's old. He's fallen asleep in court. See? Guy doesn't need to be president.
That's kind of what we're saying about Trump, though. I mean, even now.
Well, no, that's not it's exactly the opposite of what he's saying.
No, Ronji's saying. I have sympathy for the guy for falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you did bring up, didn't you bring up that he's getting a little older? Trump is?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is.
Who, me? Yeah.
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 Yeah. So I'm saying it would be not that much different if Biden fell asleep.
Except that, on social media, it would be a giant. I mean, it is on Trump now.
That's what
people are dunking on him, and they would be people, other people would be.
I don't think he's fit to be president, but not because he's falling asleep during voir dire.
This is just the dumb place where we are. When the other people's candidate does it, it's a terrible thing you got to freak out about. But when yours does it, it's like, hey.
Well, you made a good point that when. Donald Trump is not used to being forced to do anything.
Or sit anywhere.
He's not used to just sitting somewhere.
Right.
Sleepy Don.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, no.
Put it this way. If you're gonna make fun of him, then you should make fun of Biden. And if you're going to make fun of Biden, you should make fun of Trump.
Consistency.
On yes. If you do both, maybe it's mean, but at least you're consistent. But that's not how we are now. It's got to be. We can only pick on the other guy.
I can't stand this guy either. Clay Travis.
Oh, he's the worst.
And did you see what he said about the jurors?
The jurors, yeah.
That, hey, if you're in New York, you should do anything you have to do, including lie, to get on the jury and then throw it for Donald Trump.
Yeah, basically. Like create a hung jury.
When did the GOP become that?
Probably when the sword swallower showed up at the Christian conference.
Didn't help anything.
No, I mean, it is. It's so bizarre. It's so dumb. I was listening to a legal podcast that I listened to, and they read all the questions that were asked of the jurors. And I mean, just the detail of like, how do you feel about this politically? Have your parents ever spoken about politics? Have you ever been friends with someone who's anti-Trump? Like, it just really, really detailed. I don't know how they're going to find people. I mean, they did, but Yeah, it's insane.
It's going to be an interesting group of people they find.
Yeah, I mean, if you are the prosecutors, you don't want a bunch of rabid anti-Trump people on there. You might get your conviction, but now everything's going to be called into question.
Yeah.
I mean, you want it to be as much as you can for, I would think both are, well, I mean, if you're on the Trump side, you would love to have Trump supporters on there, right? Because that's, if you win, you're not, it's not getting appealed. It's not going to be called into question later on. But I mean, I would think you got to have people that are somewhat just neutral.
That reminds me, I don't think, Andrew, you weren't with me when Dijo was on, were you? The, he was a white,
I was right,
like South County white guy looking Buddhist monk.
Yeah, I was right
after
that.
Wore wooden shoes. And he was on the show because he hadn't slept in 7 years.
What?
So he comes on the show, and first of all, he's 8 feet tall. He looks like the lead singer of Midnight Oil. And he's wearing like all this Buddha stuff, and he's doing the thing. Like he seems quite spiritual. And I'm taking it really seriously. I'm brand new at this job, and you know, the guy hadn't slept in 7 years. And I said, so tell me about this. Like, how can you function? And he goes, well, I've developed the ability that every night I'm able to go into a different sort of state of mind. Oh. And I'm like, how do you do that? And he's like, I lay back and I close my eyes.
I swear to God.
No, you go to sleep.
Any DGS OGs remember this dude. And I close my eyes and I'm transported to another world. I'm like, really? Like, like you see pictures in your head? Like a snake wearing a vest rolling a donut or something?
And then about 7-8 hours later, you come out of that state?
He did. He goes, then I come out of it in the morning. I'm like, sleep.
I haven't eaten in 5 years.
Clog your ass out of here.
I haven't eaten in 5 years, but I found a way to pass food through my mouth into my stomach.
I still think about when you said you had the pet psychic on and yes. asked, when did you know you had psychic powers? Massacre. Yes, when the ant, she was like killing ants in her kitchen, yeah. and one of them stood on his hind legs, held up his arms and said, stop the massacre.
Oh, I believe her. That happened.
You want this? excuse me. Thank you, guys.